Well, according to September's Consumer Price Index, fresh vegetable retail prices are continuing to run below last year.
Fresh vegetable prices fell 1.8% from July to August, and it's now looking very likely that as good weather and great growing conditions have been sustained throughout the year across the country for most major vegetable crops, it's looking very likely that we're going to have deflation for vegetable prices on the year.
Ricky Volpe, USDA food price economist, who says the reason deflation is starting to look more likely
is because vegetable prices would have to increase by an average about 10% per month for the last 4 months of the year, just for them to break even with last year.
But Volpe knows that the potential deflation is not necessarily a bad sign of things to come.
It's not a reflection of a weak U.S. economy or any sort of problems in the global market. It's simply a reflection of the fact that last year, fresh vegetable growers had really tough growing conditions. This year, they have great growing conditions. And vegetable prices right now are still almost 4.5% below where they were this time last year.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.